This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay. Thank you. And hello. This is Aubrey speaking. I want you to notice we, like all of the groups have now captioning below, which is a wonderful thing and certainly helps in note taking. Let me go through the agenda. So the first thing is just do a check in on the staff engagement process, see where we're at. The substantive issue for this and not trying to paper over my typo, a brainstorm on possible solutions to issue. Obviously, I mean a brainstorming, but that is the main issue, and a initial ideas doc was put out for a discussion. Then just basically we'll do a documents update on where we're at on other documents, and go through that, and then just check our next steps issue and make sure that we've got the right next steps going and the schedule update. So really, though, the meeting focuses on this one document and a first conversation on it. Does anyone have any changes or comments on the agenda? Any AOB that we should add to it? Okay, seeing none, I guess we'll go with this agenda. In terms of attendance, we'll be using the Adobe Connect participants list. But is there anybody that's on the call that is just on a phone? I see possibly a couple, but I see their names all listed in participants. Is there anyone that's just on a phone? No? Okay, then we'll go through with that. Want to bring up the statement of interest check. Hopefully everybody has an updated SOI. Does anyone want to mention any updates to their SOI that pertain to Workstream 2, and especially staff accountability? Okay, fantastic. Okay, so then going on staff engagement, and I see at least one new staff member listed in the participants list. Patrick, do you want to speak to this issue?
Thank you, Aubrey. This is Patrick for the record. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. Still pending. I am working on this week finalizing up and clarifying based upon the issues tracker document that we've been developing some clear guidance as far as the topics that we're hoping to discuss, and I will be providing that information to Teresa Swinehart, who will be bringing that into the executive team for a round of discussion on that scope, and that will help them in identifying the most relevant people as far as backgrounds and focus and experience to then approach them for seeing if they would be interested and willing to volunteer to participate. So that's still pending, but hopefully just in the matter of a few weeks here, we should have progress on that front.
Okay, thank you very much. Anyone have a comment or a question for Patrick? Okay, thanks. Then we'll move on to the next agenda item, the primary agenda item for the day, which is the document. And while it's coming up, basically, as an intro to the topic, what we did, oh, darn, okay, I thought that might be the issue. I will quickly send another, because what happened, I'll talk while doing this, is that Jordan and I added a set of possible first items on the in the solution space. And what we did is to not presume that these were on the list. We both put them in suggest mode as opposed to edit mode. And, I mean, as opposed to edit mode. So those don't show up in the in what's being shown. So I'm just now sending out a copy that's a Adobe of the Word document so that, that hopefully those things do show. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm fuddling around. I thought I had done it before, but I did it incorrectly, and I should have known better. File, export. So basically, Jordan and I did put some first points in. I'm just sending this out now. I'm sorry for the silence. Okay. So, took this from the issues table as it stood yesterday and basically made a copy of it. So the issues table without possible solution space remains as it is, and if people do add more to that, we'll bring it in into this space. So basically started with on each of the issue rows putting out. So and Brenda, when you get the other PDF, if you could put it in the screen, that would be great. Thanks.
No problem.
So basically, okay, thanks. So basically, in the possible solution space, and hopefully while I'm talking through this, the document will show up. It is, anybody that goes to the URL, can see this now. So possible points that we put in, and as I said, these are only in suggest mode, is as a response to the issue for no forum in which community participants can safely raise and work through concerns about staff accountability performance, one suggestion that I put in is that this could be added to the ombuds function. Jordan put in several other suggestions, which I'll be reading for the first time because they came while I was sleeping, is ask ICANN senior executive leadership and ICANN board to each nominate a person to be a point person on this so that issues can be raised in confidence. Logic shows leadership commitment to dealing with issues if these are serious. A second point, document and publish management structure so that any issues that might otherwise develop into more serious problems can be raised and resolved early with the line manager involved. If people know who to talk to and feel able to talk openly, much can be solved easily and quickly. And a fourth bullet, explain how the community can use the complaints officer role in this, then not confidential, this would work, since it is unclear whether CO would be appropriately able to respond, resolve, given their roles. Limited span of control. So I see that the file hasn't made it through the mail system yet, but that's what's in there at this point. And I guess I'd like to get discussion as to, A, whether it's acceptable to sort of accept these into the draft document, as it were, and B, you know, comments on them. I won't do wordsmithing on the call per se, though I may do a little, but I'll get distracted if I do. But because we have the captioning, and I'm really so glad to see that, because we have the captioning, I'll rely on that to backfill later if whatever changes we have. So I'll open up. I see no hands yet, and I wonder if okay, thank you, Brenda, for putting up the new document. So I see no hands. Does anybody? Greg says ICANN does publish an org chart periodically. I think an updated one was circulated this week. Okay, did not. Okay. Yeah, it is a little big, but it hopefully can shrink or people can move it, especially if people have their own. Oh, great, thanks. If people have scroll, and of course it's easier to read on the Drive Doc. So is it okay to accept these things and at least have them as drafts? Obviously they're not final, but just basically to accept them into the document for further discussion. Aha. Okay. Okay. I see no one wants to discuss these at this point. I'll go through, and we can go through the list of them and then get back. Don't want this to be just the brainstorm of two people. Okay. So then staff, excluding policy staff, are seen as crossing the line from policy implementation to policy development / decision, and there is no way to address this. So the comment that I inserted was organization and community to review and refine existing implementation team methodology. Then there was a question as part of a TRT3. That's a possibility. As part of a regularly scheduled review, use existing processes if possible. And it should be noted that this process as it exists is currently only specifically applicable to the results of GNS OPDPs. So while that does affect a lot of policy implementation space, it doesn't reflect all of it. Another point that was put was look at relevant PDP processes to see if expectations on the delineation and relationship / interaction between development and implementation of policy are clear and whether the clarity is understood the same way by community structures and organization staff. If it is unclear documented expectations or conflicting norms, clarifying this and better aligning expectations could be helpful. Yes, Alan.
Just to note on the previous point, there's a proposal on the table right now to have ATRT3 only look at the evaluation of previous ATRTs. That would defer to ATRT4, which is about 7 years away. I don't think that's a productive way of addressing a problem at this point. We still don't know what ATRT3 will do, but there is a reasonable chance
right.
It might not do a lot. Thank you.
Right. Okay, thanks. Yes, IDF. You put your hand down. Okay, thanks. One comment I'd make on that is since the ATRT decides its own agenda, I understand that there is the request that they limit themselves only to review. Some of this stuff may actually fit in some of those spaces, but also if WS2 were to make a request of them that, you know, this is something they look at, I'm sure that would be considered as well, though it wouldn't be in bylaws or anything like that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Avery. Thanks. I can read it now that I have the document open on my computer. It was a little fuzzy when I tried to expand it in the window. In the first point there, where you where your bullet points at the on the far side of adding it to the ombuds role with regard to staff accountability or performance, would have to be very clearly identified that we're not talking about HR accountability or performance, because I clearly don't have jurisdiction or a role in anything to do with what you would possibly consider performance management or HR issues dealing with either discipline or annual evaluations or anything like that. So that would have to be further discussed with ICANN HR to determine whether I actually do have a role if we're talking HR. For all other performance, if we're talking performance with their interaction with the community, then of course I do have, we're getting into actions, inactions, and so on, which are clearly set out in the bylaws. So there would have to be a very clear delineation between those two completely different issues. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes, and that is, I guess it is understood that if it did require any expansion role, it would certainly require, you know, going through it with the staff. And that is one of the reasons why getting the senior staff participation in these solution discussions will be so important. But yes, understood that, and thanks, and probably will add a note to that bullet there indicating that would require work. And just to talk about the process, that just how this fits within the process here, is these are the general solutions that we may or may not end up agreeing on in some manner or other. And then it's the other part of the process that once we have those basic ideas, working out details of how they actually fit with staff structure and staff management processes, there might need to be modifications here and there on various processes. So it's very much built into the process we're building on that. And I see, Herb, do you want to make a further comment in response to what? Okay, thank you. Greg, please.
Hi, it's Greg Shatton for the record. Couple things. I see the last bullet point in the possible solution space is to explore the role of the complaints officer. A couple of thoughts there. It might make sense to have Krista Papik join this group, at least on a one-off basis, to explain her thoughts on the role vis-a-vis staff accountability, and also to define the roles, the relative to each other, of the ombuds and the complaints officer with regard to the remit of this group, and to identify if there's, in essence, a third space that is covered neither by the complaints officer nor by the ombuds. And if there is, then we have to think about how to deal with that third space. And finally, while this may be more a issue number four issue, I'll mention it here as well, that there should be a more embedded culture, I think, of the 360 reviews that include the community. I don't know if that makes them 720 reviews, although that, I think, takes a rather narrow view of what constitutes 360 in the ICANN context. But that is, you know, another part of and time where both concerns and kudos are raised broadly about performance. So that's another thought. I guess just finally, and I hate to add yet another office or layer or thing, to use the Icelandic term for it, but maybe there is a need for a unique forum that is not the ombuds nor the complaint officer, but I think that goes back to my first point about seeing whether we've covered the waterfront without having to add to the waterfront. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on either Rosa 1 and 2 so far? Have not read through 3 yet. Okay. Some of what you mentioned, Greg, may also fall under one of the later rows, but we'll get to that. Okay. If there were no other comments on that, then I'll go to... Go to row 3. I'm having trouble managing all my screens this morning. Okay, row 3. Yes, sir. I see you have your hand up before I got there. Please.
Yeah, thank you, Herb, for the record. There is something that I'd thrown out, and we kind of briefly discussed in the Ombud subgroup, of having a potentially a tri-party type of committee of the complaints officer, the ombuds, and a third person elected by the community to review issues that are brought up, whether it would be in some form of disciplinary or to review issues that happen either in the community or that involves one of the three, which would also offer the option of one of the three recusing if there is any type of conflict of interest, and it would still leave two people to discuss or review issues. It never went any further, but it might be something that the community for staff review would consider, of having this type of community forum of you have a representative of staff who would be the complaints officer, a representative of an external representative in the ombudsman, and an internal representative from the community who would be elected by the community or chosen by the community. Just a thought. Thank you.
Thank you. Interesting proposal. And just want to point out that what I, Jordan and I, and I'm committing Jordan to helping with it, but Jordan and I will do after this call is go back and fit these things into the forum. But, of course, you all are able to, anytime you want, go in and edit and make suggestions directly into the file. So if we don't get it right, or if you want to write out what you've been saying before we get to trying to figure it out, please do so. Okay, great, thanks. I assume, Herb, that's a remnant hand at this point. Yes, thank you. Okay, let me go through 3. Now, row 3 was there are concerns that the overall culture of ICANN staff is less focused on supporting the community's work in policy development than it should be. I had no first thoughts on this one, so didn't add anything. Jordan has added, ask ICANN's chief executive to reflect on this and give a response to the CCWG and to the SOAC leadership on this topic at ICANN 60 in October 2017. Culture in the organization, logic, culture in the organization is ultimately the responsibility of the CEO. Oh, no, chief executive, I see. And it could be valuable for a broader cross-section of the community to understand Joran's take on these matters. Hence, anybody want to comment on this one? Other suggestions on the culture issue? If not, I'll go on and read 4, and people can comment on any of it when they think of a comment. So 4 was, there's no institutionalized route for community feedback to be included in staff performance and accountability systems. So I included a starter of include a step in staff reviews that includes interviews with relevant community members, and continued by Jordan, for managers to gain feedback and be able to take that into account in their general review of performance. Next bullet, establish norms or expectations for staff in dealing with community members, including discussions with community SOAC leadership in developing these for signaling they already exist. Logic, if these norms are in place and known or developed, they help shape common expectations, and when performance is meeting expectations, it is unlikely to be seen as problematic. Next bullet, organize an annual open community survey where the organization seeks feedback on its overall performance and the performance of specific functions. Logic, this could function as a tool aimed at helping the organization do our work better every year. Any comments? I think that was it for this line. Any comments on those at this point? And I see a couple comments. One asking, do we need a new acronym for CEO? I support the idea to involve the CEO. So, yes. And I really do appreciate Jordan putting in the logic for many of these things. Okay. Herb, I see your hand is up.
Yep, Herb, for the record, for bullet point number six, you potentially could also expand that a little bit, because there is also no clear forum or anywhere that the community can raise and show community members in an official manner. So it may be more of a global issue for community staff combined, where there could be one forum where community, who has issues with community or staff, could raise concerns, because there's no proper process in place right now for community interaction other than myself. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I want to check that I understood correctly. Because you basically, if I understood correctly, you're saying there's a link between four that I had just read and some of the discussion there, and both one and six, because you mentioned bullet six, and I assume you meant row six, although I might be jumping to a conclusion, but just let me know if I understood that correctly, the context.
Yeah, sorry, row six, where the
okay, great.
Community, there's no forum for community to raise concerns about staff, could possibly expand it, because there's also no proper process in place for a community to raise issues about it other than myself,
okay,
or discipline or conduct.
Okay, thank you very much. I just wanted to make sure I had gotten it clearly. Klaus, please.
Yes, hello. I think, Klaus, for the record, I think that Herb on the one side is absolutely right, and there should be a connection. And just to go back to three, I really, really like the idea to go and dialogue and with the CEO to get these things going. But to come to Herb's point, inter-stakeholder relationship or personal-to-personal, I don't think if that is actually then part of our, in the remit of our group here. Whilst I like it, but I just want to put a flag of warning that it might not be in our remit. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure. So, can you please clarify what part of this did you think was not in our remit? Person to person issues? And we are just trying to look at systemics, but although I'm not sure we have avenues for person to person issues that are staff and community member, but that's unclear to me at the moment. If you could clarify a little, I
Klaus, for the record, Laurie. Alfred, sorry. My point here, and I think the point of Herb was that person-to-person relationship inside the ICANN community is sometimes very, very problematic. And we all been victim to it, and some of the times it's very, very harsh. And there needs to be a way to solve these things against attacks and defamation and a lot of things, and we don't have that. But what the point I'm trying to make here is, whilst we are needed, whilst it is happening, whilst it is important, it might not be just simply in the remit of this working group on staff accountability. It talks about staff accountability. That would be, I think that would, needs to be discussed on another level or in another group or in another context. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Okay, then I'll move on to row 5. The issue with staff may not be consistently meeting ICANN's accountability commitments in the way they summarize and substantively respond to recommendations or concerns expressed in public comments submitted by community members. And the initial offering is create, strengthen process recommended in ATRT2 of allowing a verification and correction of comment reports and synthesis statements. Logic, these are already community agreed recommendations that could, as there are already community agreed recommendations that could solve this issue. Any comments on that row? Okay, I'll move on to 6, which we've already talked about a little. 6 was no clear forum in which staff can safely raise or work through concerns about community members' behavior or performance. And that one was, first recommendation was add this role to the ombuds function. Again, I'm sure this would require a certain amount of clarification with staff and an agreement of how indeed this could happen within the rules and if they would need to be changed and clarified. So that caveat from before would certainly apply to this too. And then logic, there are already community agreed upon recommendations that could solve this issue. So I'm not quite sure that the ombuds function is already a community agreed recommendation, but perhaps, you know, other than the implementation of the ATRT2 recommendation may be a good reference for that, that ATRT2 did recommend that there be a ICANN-wide way to do that, but did not specify an implementation, and perhaps it is just an implementation issue of a recommendation that was already made. So now I understand what's written there. Yes, yes, Herb, please.
Yeah, thank you, Herb, again. Just a quick note that if any of these are moves, well, a lot of them already do fit inside the framework that I worked under. It's to keep an open mind that there also has to be a formal process to back up the ombuds process if the informality of the ombuds office comes to a situation where it no longer works. So that if there is a breakdown in the informality, that the community or staff or whoever has a formal process that they can fall back on that's within the either the bylaws or the charters of the groups or of the organization as a whole, so that if it doesn't work informally, that there can be a formal process that backs it up. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on this one at this point? As I say, these are all just conversation starters. Nothing is resolved in this call at all. From Patrick, regarding row 6, the complaints officer that is now being established has indicated that its scope includes staff being able to raise issues to that office for issues staff might have with community members. So that's a good thing to note, and it feeds back to Greg's suggestion that, you know, Krista would be a good person to include in these conversations, or at the very least, bring her in for one meeting, invite her to one meeting to sort of discuss her view of how the complaints officer fits into these particular issues and the possible solution space. So this reinforces that desire. If nothing else, I'll move on to row 7. Do note that Bernie has given us a time check, but I think we're okay for reading through an initial discussion on the points, but I'll get moving. 7, concern about the compensation scheme, including but not limited to at-risk bonus paid to staff specifically, whether they may be policy-related or may relate to determining the completion target dates for community work to other aspects of community activities within ICANN. So first, possible entry in the solution space, create a vehicle similar to the community SOI statement for staff members that documents the types of incentives given to employees. Another bullet was describe the remuneration systems principles and document whether this sort of incentive is in place. Logic provides transparency as to whether it is in place or not. And next bullet, if this is in place, consider developing an approach of appropriate disclosure where compensation might interact with community processes. Then there's a parenthetical, not sure this would work or be appropriate, may step too far into management prerogative. There is only an issue if the goals are at odds with those of the relevant community groupings. Then a logic, if there are incentives that affect these processes in a way set out, disclosure is required to give everyone confidence about the interests being pursued. And I apologize for my stumbled reading. As I said, I'm reading these for the first time. So any comments on row 7? Okay, not at this point. Okay. Row 8. When concerns about a particular incident or experience related to staff accountability or performance are raised, the response by ICANN managers has sometimes been to set the concerns aside and not respond. And this was established mechanism for tracking concerns and response. Perhaps this can be included in complaint officer function. And perhaps it already is, and I see there's been a couple notes there from Patrick, and Patrick, of course, you're free to speak whenever, but staff is in process of providing materials on the performance management mechanisms, which should aid this conversation regarding row 7. Thank you. And Patrick Dodson, there is also information on remuneration that is public, and I will send that information to the group. Thank you. Any other hands or comments on this before going on? That was row 8. Row 9, and this is the last row we have here. Appropriate methods for addressing requests that may exceed allocated bandwidth, resources, budget, etc. And this suggestion I didn't have any thoughts on, but Jordan writes, develop a clear and shared prioritization and capacity document for relevant community-facing parts of the organization. Logic. This will help everyone understand the real workload of community work, understand priorities, and get people thinking about what is most important to be done. Any comments on that one? Okay. I see none. Does having now walked through this first set, what I'd like to suggest is George and I will do is go through what was said during this conversation and amend these points, augment these points to the point of to make sure that we've included it, and we'll certainly check both on the list and at our next call to make sure that we have gotten it right. And I ask all of you, especially those who spoke, or perhaps I should say especially those who didn't speak, to go to the document and put in your own text suggestions. After doing this edit, what I propose that Jordan and I do is sort of accept what is in there now as a base and apply the comments from today as suggested changes on that, and we can clear through that as we move forward. I really do want to make this as much as possible an iterative process within the short time we've got, but really get people to look into that, as you'll see when we get to that. Yes, Patrick.
Oh, sorry, Alvary, wasn't intending to cut you off. This is Patrick for the record. I've now had enough coffee early in my day here that I feel comfortable speaking and not just typing. I was going to offer up a suggestion as well that I think might prove helpful for this exercise. Clarifying, I think, maybe for everybody the roles, especially in the newly formed complaints office, which is just recently been developed. There's an announcement going out. I think if it hasn't this week, it's coming out shortly publicly that helps frame out the roles there. But I was thinking about if we clarify the roles of the mechanisms for the complaints office, ombudsman, and where some of these other materials might exist, that might actually help us as we work through these different issues and ideas to see what mechanisms may already be in place, but we don't have the habit and behavior of using them as a community and staff, that might be a way to also help narrow in on what additional recommendations that this group might be making in addition to potentially the recommendation of just better clarity and use of the existing or newly created mechanisms. If that would be helpful, I'm happy to pull that material together and work with Herb on the ombuds side of that.
Thank you. And while you were speaking, I was thinking that this really reinforces an invitation to Krista. And
yep.
If it's okay with the group, I will contact her and see whether she's available to come and join us at our next meeting, separate from anything that's being done about, you know, senior staff member participation in this group. But just invite her and hopefully, Herb, that is a meeting you'll also be able to make, and that would be good to get that conversation, you know, going. I'll make sure that Krista has access to this to see what kind of thinking we're doing before that meeting so that, you know, none of this would hit her as a surprise. Patrick, did you have another comment, or was
no.
that a remnant hand?
That was it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Any other comments on this at the moment? As I say, this is the opening of the conversation. I don't want anybody to feel that we have, you know, put the solutions on the table and that's it. I really do encourage people to get their typing fingers into this document. I also want to mention something else. Greg Shatton just announced congratulations to Jordan in absentia on his appointment as CCWG co-chair, replacing Mathieu. Congratulations, Jordan, when you listen to this. I confess I knew that this was possible, and it will probably mean that we will be looking for another co-rapporteur for this group. In that, in that I don't know that he'll want to continue being a co-rapporteur while he's co-leading the whole circus. So, you know, and in fact, I'm not even sure that that would fit in the way we've defined roles and responsibilities. So think about it, folks. And I'm sure that if that's the case, the chairs, the CCWG chairs, and perhaps even me will be approaching someone to see, but just wanted to make sure that with this, this has that implications that, you know, the CCWG's gain is this particular subpart's, not lost, but certainly we have to deal with the issue. But any more on this table before I go to the rest of the agenda? And I see Herb has written, we have already met to discuss our respective roles, and I'm sure she'll appreciate the offer. Thank you, Herb. So I'll make sure I get that done today so that there's as much time since our meeting is in 2 weeks. Oh, no, it's in 1 week. That's right. We're going on a weekly schedule. Brenda, could you put up the agenda again, please? Thank you. So the next item on the agenda is the document check, and that's going to be very quick because very little happened, other than this creating this initial substantive. On the roles document, there's further discussion on the guidelines. Jordan has a targeted task for writing a one-page cover that remains pending. He has been fairly ill over the last couple of weeks, not serious, but not totally functional. So I think that has interfered with that. The next is current recommended accountability measures. There's the doc on that, and that's still pending update on getting the latest information from the organization and basically having at least a draft set, which I don't think we're at yet, a draft set of possible solutions that we start trying to work into the various processes. So that's still pending on that. So that's the two documents. As mentioned, I think, before, as our final output, we will gather all of these documents, you know, this table once it's complete, and the roles of staff, community, and board, and recommend and the current and recommendations into a single document. But that's a step to come. So are any questions on the documents? Okay. Next steps. So on the issues, is we've got this table now, develop possible responses that would resolve problems identified, so collaborating with staff. So basically continue talking about this one. On delegations, there's that one pager pending. On measures, that'll be updated after the org staff review process and based on solutions as mentioned. And then on all docs, it remains participants, please do edit passes, get familiar with the documents if you're not yet, and recommend text and add comments. The way I kind of view these meetings in their best possible form is that we go through suggested text changes to the documents that people have made in terms of working through our process and have conversations based on work done or discussions on the list. For anyone that doesn't have access to Drive, that's why I put out periodic PDFs to the list, and anybody that can't access Drive is more than welcome to, you know, cut and paste pieces and put suggested text in the email, and then Jordan or I will cut it into the document before the next meeting. Okay, thank you for the time check, Bernie. So our schedule update, anything on next steps? Oh, and I probably should add a next step, which is invite Krista and Herb, but Herb is a member of the group, but invite them to the next meeting if possible for a discussion. So I'll add that to our going forward steps that was added in this one. Anything else that I should add there? No, I feel like I've talked way too much during this meeting. Schedule update. We haven't changed that. You know, draft documents through to late April. Well, April is gone, but we do have drafts of all of our documents. There's working group discussion of documents late April, early May. We're in early May. Now, our document for first plenary reading was mid-May. We're already in first week of May. So, no, we have a we do weekly meetings. Our next meeting is the 8th at 19 UTC. We really need to do work on the list and in the documents. I doubt we'll make the mid-May as in next week, but hopefully we can make something by the week after, though that's starting to seem very optimistic. And this is for plenary readings. And then the public comments, still June, July, et cetera. So the real schedule that Jordan and I have been looking at is when do we have something for the plenary reading. And we're not there yet, obviously. Any comments or questions? Any suggestions on you know, I don't want to rush things, and we still are waiting for information. And we clearly have further discussions to go. I'll be interested to see if there are new suggestions for solution paths that they get in by next week if possible. So I'd ask everybody to sort of let this brainstorm, so go into your background processing and try and find sometime this week if you have new solution paths or things that haven't been mentioned, to please get them on the list so that when we next touch this document, which would probably be at our next meeting, depending how long the conversation with Krista and Herb bent, although it would be focused around this document too, I would hope, you know, we have the complete basic set, and then we could start working on what's reasonable, what's not, what's possible, and the hows. So please, over the next week, it would really be helpful if you do have a thought on a piece of the solution space that is missing, please recommend it. Thanks. Anything else? Does anybody have any other business of any sort? Let me look at the chat. I've not been looking. Okay. When's the next meeting? I answered that. So the 10th May plenary documents are due today. Thank you. We obviously do not have a plenary document to suggest today. Also, 10-day plenary may be canceled, so we may not have to worry about it. But we obviously are not ready to submit anything today, so that is not an issue. Any other comments? In which case, take 5 minutes of your life back. I very much appreciate everybody being on the call. I appreciate the contributions and seeing no late hands with something urgent to say. This call is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.